Hello everybody, this is Stuart Wild. I've finally learned how to make MP3s for the site, and I'm going to put up audios from time to time as an alternative. The last few weeks have been truly amazing. I've been watching visions in the Illuna world, sometimes 100 a day or more. A lot of it has to do with the descent of the gods. There are like beings that are literally coming through a portal into this earth plane. I saw an alabaster being that was 60 foot high. He was absolutely radiant. And I was at his feet looking up, and he made a symbol with his hands that I understand. That is a symbol that means protection. And then later I saw a god coming out of the water at Eton, where the bridge goes over the river there. Years ago we saw a vision of Jesus on a cross laying on the water, and he stood up and he showed us his hands, and he had no more wounds. Well, I saw this golden god climbing up underneath the bridge in a very secretive way. He looked a bit like the gods in that film, The Immortals. And later I saw a goddess. She was 60 feet high, and she was set in a kind of Art Deco arch, and she was holding a golden plate in her hand up to the sky. It was really, really beautiful. And then another vision of the gods arriving, and I saw a god sliding down a staircase. He wasn't really walking, he was more hovering over the staircase, coming down at an angle of 45 degrees from a sort of direction I call 45 upright, which is north northeast, halfway between north and east, and 45 degrees up above the level plane. So these visions are there to help us understand that we're not alone. My old teacher said years and years ago that when the fascists come, and he predicted it 30, 40 years ago, that the Tao would come. There would be more and more light. There would be more and more grace. And in fact, now we have the ability to reach higher and higher and higher in our consciousness, because the light is getting brighter and brighter. I've also seen 10 or 20 visions of this celestial sun, and I can see it with my eyes open. It's always there, but it's slightly behind the clouds, as if it's not firing at 100%. But essentially, we are in the embrace of a golden event. And while the world may look ugly, and the fascist states and war in the Middle East and all this stuff that is really disgusting, I mean, it's an affront to our dignity as humans. While all of that is occurring in one area, amongst these megalomaniacs, power trippers, and the global elite, in the inner worlds you can reach to great heights. And so that's what this is all about. I mean, the purple light in the end will redeem us all. It can save your soul, make you well, cure your cancer, whatever, and bring you great good fortune. And it's deserved, because we've all suffered enough, and we've all been through an uphill struggle, surrounded by this intense evil all the time, the ghouls that are inside other humans and the ghouls that are in these parallel dimensions. And bit by bit, all of that is being broken down and beaten back. And so it bodes well, as I say in my articles often, it bodes well. God bless you all. Thank you.